Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Working in a noisy environment can lead to noise-induced hearing loss. Do you suffer from hearing problems, ringing or buzzing sounds in the ear, or even partial deafness? Struggling to hear with background noise, turning up the radio or TV volume, asking people to repeat themselves? Why not attend our free noise-induced hearing loss advice sessions? Erwin Mitchell solicitors at the Pakistani Community Advice Centre, Page Hall Road, on Tuesday, May the 10th, and at the Pakistani Muslim Centre, Woodburn Road, on Thursday, May the 26th. Contact Ambreen Besharat today on 0114 274 4674 or text deafness to 61993. Free noise-induced hearing loss advice from Erwin Mitchell solicitors. Come along on Tuesday, May the 10th to the Pakistani Community Advice Centre, Page Hall Road, Sheffield, S4 8GU, or on Thursday the 26th of May at the Pakistani Muslim Centre, Woodburn Road, Sheffield, S9 3LQ. Contact Ambreen Besharat at Erwin Mitchell Solicitors on 0114 274 4674 or text deafness to 61993. Visit the website at www.erwinmitchell.com.
Would you like to work for a fast-moving design company and get a valuable qualification while you earn? A creative agency in Nether Edge is looking for a receptionist. You'll be working towards an advanced apprenticeship in business and administration and getting loads of practical on-the-job experience. To find out more about this exciting opportunity, visit the website of The Apprentice Agency at www.theapprenticeagency.co.uk.
Haircut, sir? Taylor Taylor, a Sheffield hairdressing institution since 1907. Ladies, visit our Surrey Street or West Street salon. Gents, find us in Division Street or Surrey Street, and now opening in Dronfield High Street too. Taylor Taylor, outstanding creativity to suit your style and personality. Our aim is simple, to leave you looking and feeling fantastic.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Welcome to a brand new edition of the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. This week we're breaking with tradition and paying homage to two very good friends, one who has done so much for live, real down-home blues in the UK, and the other who has for many, many years supported the blues as an A&R man with various record companies. We're going to start off today with a track from an album that I've been sent by SPV Records and my good friend Del Taylor, who, as I say, has been really influential in the blues for very many years. He has a collection called The Bullet Records Story, and this is one of the early Bullet Records tracks. It's from Winoni Harris, and it's called Dig This Boogie. Winoni Harris there, Dig This Boogie, on SPV Blue 309042 CD. Usually I give you the matrix numbers of old 45s that you don't stand a chance of getting, but that one's in the shops, and there's some really good stuff on it. It's three CDs, and one is blues, rhythm of blues, then there's a country one, and then there's some later stuff. Bullet Records were from Nashville, and they would frankly record just about anybody who they thought might sell a few records. And as a result of that, some of it's very good, some of it's very bad, but this collection is very good. I do recommend it. Another collection that Del Taylor has recently put out is the Champion Records collection, again on SPV Blue. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from that. This one is by Christine Kittrell, who was quite well known before she recorded for Champion. And this is I'm Just What You're Looking For.
Oh, hello. Oh, how do you do? Gee, it's nice. are meaning you. They say the one you love don't love you no more. But if you need someone to love you, I'm just what you're looking for. You got a bad deal, and I know just how you feel, but so is life. Forget her and let her go. But if you need someone to love you, I'm just what you're looking for. In the morning, I'll be close beside you. In the evening, I'll be close beside you. In the midnight, I'll be close beside you. When you need me, I'll be close beside you. If you need someone to love you, I'm just what you're looking for.
Christine Kittrell there, and I'm just what you're looking for. On Champion, this is a Champion CD collection on SPV Blue. And I'm going to play, while I'm looking for the label, I'm going to play you another track. This is probably appropriate. It's for Little Ike, and it's called She Can Rock. Little Ike there, and She Can Rock. Final selection from this Champion Records singles collection. This can fit the bill as our rockabilly spot for this week. This is Chuck Harrod and the Anteaters and Crowded Hole.
Yeah, what you gonna do when the feet come down, baby? Well, what you gonna do when the feet come down? I'm gonna sit right down and cry, 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 honey. Baby, my. Well, you get a line and I get a pole.
sugar. Well, you get a line and I'll get four, baby. Well, you get a line and I'll get four. We go down to the coffee store, honey. Baby, my heart's going down. Cry, baby, my dear.
Chuck Harrod and the Anteaters there, and Crawdad Hole, the last selection from this Champion Records singles collection, which is on SPV 309192, and comes to me courtesy of my good friend Del Taylor, one of the great blues A&R men. Del's actually put out a whole bunch of these reissued CDs from the old independent labels, and my favourite out of the whole lot is this double CD of Accello Records. I have to say Accello, the swamp pop and swamp blues of Accello. I've always had a soft spot it ever since I was a kid, and this is a track. I've actually got the single of this, and I've probably played it on the programme sometime or other, but this copy is probably a lot better on CD. It's Slim Harpo and Don't Start Crying Now.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't mean me no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Just a wreckin' you, darling, in your neighborhood. Well, cry, cry, baby, you can cry here all night long. You can cry, cry, baby, cry, cry all night long. But when you wake up in the morning, you're gonna find your good man gone. Oh, yes, you will. Woman, take one look at mine. You've been bragging about your woman, take one look at mine. She's just as sweet as any angel, wanna love me most all the time.
Slim Harpo there, Don't Start Crying Now, one of the great Accello artists. And another great artist on Accello who I'm pleased to say is still with us is Lazy Lester. I had a great privilege of playing with Lazy Lester and recording some tracks with him, well, quite a few years ago now, on a CD which won a Handy Award. Well, Lester's still going, still at the top of his game, and I don't know whether he still does this track, but it... It was around in the early 60s when a lot of the British rhythm and blues groups were forming, and all of them used to do it. So let's hear the original. This is Lazy Lester and I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby till she introduced to me a great big tall fella about 6 feet 4. I shivered and I sure couldn't do any more, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Well, people say I'm lazy, but there's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go, cat, go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. You think a jet is fast, you ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Can't even sting like a bee. But sometimes I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed.
Lazy Lester, of course, there, and I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. Well, if you ever manage to get down to a little village in Peterborough called Caister, you'll find there a village hall which is really quite unusual. There's a gentleman in the village called Gerard Homan, and his hobby is to bring over very obscure American bluesmen, real down-home players, from the States, just for one gig to play in Caister, and then they get on the plane and go back home. So your only chance to see them is in this tiny little village. And one such guy that Gerard brought over, in fact, Gerard quite often records the sessions, and I think this might well be recorded at Caister Village Hall. But one such fellow was Country Pete McGill, who's from Jasper, Texas. I think he now lives in the Bay Area. And is a regular on the California festival blues scene. This is, I have to say, a new name to me, but this is Going Down in Mississippi.
Train, y'all. Got to be on time. you know that's her hometown. I gotta catch that train, y'all. Got to be on time. Going down in Mississippi. I'm gonna stop in Greenville. Yeah, yeah. Going down in Mississippi. I'm gonna stop in Greenville. I gotta stop that first, yeah, and have a chat with Miss Lucille. Going down in Mississippi. Boy, I'm gonna get that little girl of mine. Yeah, yeah. Going down in Mississippi. I'm gonna get that little girl of mine. I gotta catch that train, yeah. Got to be on time.
That was Country Pete McGill and his Cottonfield Blues Band there, going down in Mississippi. I was wondering what to do for the gospel spot this week, but I find that on the Champion Records singles collection, there is one gospel track. This is the Fairfield Four. I'm trying to remember desperately where I've seen that name before. I mean, the Fairfield Four, I think... certainly were a very well-known gospel group, and I think they were on Specialty and or at least one of the other gospel labels. But they did a few tracks for Champion, and this one is Let Your Will Be Done.
Oh, oh Lord. I know your will won't set up yet and more. I keep begging you, Lord, to let your will be done. And when I have the power on my own, let your will be done.
to crawl, not long, Lord. Let your will be done. I know your will was set up way back in your heaven. Yes, it was. I keep begging you, Lord, to let your will be done.
Let your will be done. That's the Fairfield Four on Champion. And now we're going to go back to another fellow who appeared at the Shakedown Club in Caister Village Hall, courtesy of Gerard Homan. This is Shorty Billings, and here he is. I think I'm pretty sure this one was recorded at the club. It's called Hoochie Coo. There by Shorty Billings, recorded at the Shakedown Club and Caister Village Hall in Peterborough. My good friend Pete Whalens has just today sent me another batch of transcriptions of his fabulously rare 78s, and this particular CD is to go with a book that he's written, a novel called The Cornet Lesson. I think the novel's not yet published, so this is a kind of a pre-publication edition. And I'm going to play a track that we may have heard this before, I'm not sure. It's called Oh You Devil You, and it's by Oliver Brown from New Orleans. Oliver Brown was a student of the legendary New Orleans pianist Tony Jackson. And this tune, although it's called Oh You Devil You, is actually The Naked Dance, which was, Jackson used to play this when the ladies would come out and dance for the gentlemen in the houses of ill repute so you could make your choice. So make your choice while you listen to Oh You Devil You.
Grandpa too. I mean you little devil you. I mean you little devil you. And the boy tell your ma, better than pardon me. Run back to Tennessee. Run back to Tennessee. Chicago girls try to misuse me. I mean you little devil you. I mean you little devil you. And the boy tell your ma, better than pardon me.
Oliver Brown from New Orleans there playing Oh You Devil You, but really The Naked Dance. I don't know whether you dance naked to this, but this is another, and probably the last track we'll have time for from Caister Village Hall. You can really enjoy this one. This is Boo Boo Davis, a name to conjure with, and it's East St. Louis.
I ain't gonna back these things, Lord. I ain't gonna back these things, Lord. You know to do it. You know to do it, Tony. It's all you need to pay your price or do your time. I went over there one week. Got in trouble with the law. All that man, you know he locked me up. Wanna give me some time. I said, Judge, Your Honor, I swear I ain't did no.
That was Boo Boo Davis and East St. Louis, and I would strongly advise anybody who can make it down to Peterborough to the Caister Village Hall to go along and see the blues that they have on there once a month. Look it up on www.shakedownblues.co.uk. I've been there, and you really do get a really good night, and you hear music you won't hear anywhere else in Britain.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, I hope Del Taylor won't mind. This week's challenging record comes from his rare 1960s country rock CD. These are all Nashville recordings from the early 60s. And I couldn't resist this one. And this is Harold Kennedy and Wanted One Mother.
He walked in the newsroom, just a kid out of place. So young, but yet a world of sorrow written on his face. I said, son, can I help you? He looked up with eyes so sad. He handed me some pennies, said he'd like to run this ad. Wanted one mother for one little boy who hangs up his clothes and who picks up his toys, who's got the best daddy a kid ever had. We both need somebody, somebody, please answer this ad. He said, it's been a year, sir, since Mama went away, and though Dad does his best, things get worse every day. For there's so many things just a mother can do, and I just know there's someone who's needing us too. Now the ad's in the paper, and he left here with a smile, so certain he'd have a mummy in just a little while. Lord, I've never been an angel. I've done many things that's bad. But Lord, do me just one favor. Please answer that boy's ad.
Wanted one mother for one little boy who hangs up his clothes and who picks up his toys, who's got the best daddy a kid ever had. We both need somebody, somebody. Please answer this ad.
Hal Kennedy wanted one mother from the rare 1960s country rock album on SPV Yellow. If that was a true country two-handkerchief number, if ever I heard one. If that didn't have you crying into your beer, you really don't have any emotions at all. Okay, let's move right ahead. And this next track is another SPV album. They've re-released a couple of albums on a CD, a couple of albums that the great Jimmy Vaughan, guitarist Jimmy Vaughan, made back in the early 90s. One of them was called Strange Pleasure and features Jimmy on a variety of material, but it's all good stuff. I'd like to play a track which is called Boom Papa Boom, and reminds me very much, I did have Jimmy sit in with my band long before he was famous, and I remember very well his fantastic guitar style. He brought the house down that night, and this is just a little bit of a souvenir. Boom Papa Boom by Jimmy Vaughan.
Bye.
Jimmy Vaughan there, and Boom Papa Boom. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little collection of SPV records and recordings made at Caister at the Shakedown Club. I'd like to end with a track that is issued on the Yellowbird label, which is actually another SPV label and another brainchild of my good friend Del Taylor, for whom you have to thank all these records today. This is Yellowbird's reissue of a B.B. King album, which was released about 10, 11 years ago, called Making Love Is Good For You. And I'd like to play the first track on this album, which is Got to Leave This Woman and I Gotta Leave You Too. So thanks for listening and see you next week.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
My love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So much so, I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed, and I'm on my own. Even though I've read his letters again and again, I'm alone. I'm all alone.
But the money I send home is barely enough. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been lonely